Richard Olson Peter of New London, Missouri, is with the Tri-State Veterans Community Village, a nonprofit organization based in Quincy. He says the organization's goal is to help homeless and at-risk veterans find employment and medical care. It also wants to help them find housing, which could come in the form of a tiny home community for tri-state area veterans. But first, the group is working to get a handle on the need in this area.
We have heard anywhere from some people saying that it's not an issue at all, there's four or five, to some people with some of the soup kitchens in the area saying that they serve about 600 homeless veterans a month out of their facility. We look at this and we say that it is one homeless veteran is too many. So if we can help one homeless veteran, two, five, ten, you know, within this geographic area, then we're doing our job.
At this point here, where is the program at? Is it in, as you said, the research phase? Have you started kind of planning any of these homes yet? Where are you guys at?
We are definitely in the planning stage. I know that we have people that have donated. We have funds that we've raised. We have, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that we're working with. But we do have to find a plot of ground that we can work with. We have to go ahead and work within the confines of the city, you know, restrictions and rules and regulations and policies. So trying to find a piece of property that we can build on, ones that will also work with the city on and fit into all those different criterias, is unfortunately a lengthy process. We can start building tomorrow, you know, if we had the property, but we still have to go through the rules and regulations and policies in the councils. So,
have you targeted a location for this? I mean, if you had your idea, have you picked that city yet where this could take place?
Oh, as far as the city, we want to do it here in Quincy. It is a great centralized location for the tri-state region. This is definitely a tri-state region that we're working with Greta and their boundary. So we're talking about a 100-mile radius of Quincy area that we're dealing with. So we are going into Missouri, Illinois, the Iowa areas, and then drawing from all those resources, drawing those the people and the facilities that we can utilize from that area. So,
how did you get involved in this? Why is this something that you got behind?
Well, I personally am a 25-year retired military veteran, so homeless veterans has always been an issue with myself. But working with different nonprofits and different veterans organizations within this region, I was approached about a little over 6 months ago about this concept of the Tiny Home Project for veterans. And they approached me for some guidance and directions and trying to get someone to spearhead it. And it wasn't something that I really was looking at doing. But the more I thought about it, the more I got involved with it, the more I kind of contemplated and deliberated, it just sounded like something that I really wanted to try to take on.
I know in a number of counties there are programs, veterans affairs programs, that can help people with rent assistance and such. What is the difference, though, by providing the tiny home? What would that be? How would that differ from just receiving help with rent and such?
There are some major differences, and there are some wonderful, wonderful organizations out there that are helping homeless people, homeless veterans, and things like this. However, there are certain veterans that are leery of government programs. We know that there's problems with the VA. We know there's veterans that wanted to go and get assistance with the VA, and they're having trouble getting help. The bureaucracy that's involved with a lot of these programs is overwhelming. So if a person has a lot of PTSD issues or they have a lot of other issues, they have a hard time working their way through those different programs. So what the Tiny Home Program does is it gives that military member, that veteran, a home that he can call, his. It is a smaller home, so it's not overwhelming. So he feels a little bit more secure in that, smaller home. It gives him a community of veterans that he can work with. If you just take a veteran and put him in a homeless shelter someplace, the trouble you have with that is he's not among his own. I said, so if you get a bunch of medical people together, they will talk medical shop. You get a bunch of truckers together, they will talk shop. You get a bunch of military people together, they will talk shop. So they can talk among themselves much, much easier than they can talk to other people. So they're much easier to open up and communicate and express those issues among themselves more than they would with, people that are outside of that realm of that outside. So not only do you give them a home, but with that home, you also then have a address. So if there are programs that they can work with, are there programs that they can actually get them because they have an address that they can, call their own. They have support among their peers. They can talk among their peers. But this is also not just a place that they can go and sleep, but we are creating the Mini Home Project as a 360-degree program. So not only are we going to just deal with the homelessness, but what is the cause of that homelessness? You know, do they need a job? Do they need to have their resumes tweaked? Do they need some PTSD counseling? Do they have medical issues that they have to deal with? Is there, you know, food issues they have to deal with? So all of those issues that not only, you know, what created that homelessness in the first place, those are things that we're going to address.
Richard Elson Peter is with the Tri-State Veterans Community Village. He says his goal is to begin construction of tiny homes for veterans next summer. That is contingent on finding a property and raising enough money. He says beyond that, the group needs volunteers and people who are willing to help. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.